Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, ringing up the curtain for a visit with two people familiar and dear to us all, Betty and Bob Drake. Last night, Bob took Evelyn Lewis out to dinner. It was Betty's idea that Bob should be the one to talk to Evelyn and try to persuade her to leave town and stop pestering Sam Carter into marrying her. Bob didn't have very much success with Evelyn, but during the evening, Martin Anderson, Bob's bitterest enemy, joined their table. Anderson seemed very attentive to the girl, and Bob feels that although he may not have succeeded with his mission, he may still have hit upon a solution to Sam's problem. And this morning at breakfast, he and Betty are still talking about it.
Fine mess you made of things, dear.
Me?
Well, you didn't get Evelyn Lewis to leave town.
But, darling, I told you what happened.
Yes, I know all about what you said to her and what she said to you.
Oh, now, darling, be reasonable. I did the best I could. Took the girl out to dinner. I told her how smart she'd be if she left town. I did all the things you told me to.
But she isn't going, is she?
No. But it doesn't make any difference now.
You're sure?
She won't bother Sam anymore.
You're sure?
I saw the way she acted last night. By this time, she's probably forgotten all about Sam. Mm.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, darling. Don't shout.
Well,
I just wanted to make sure.
Boy, it couldn't be better if I'd planned the whole thing myself.
Well, anyhow, I'm glad you had a good time last night.
I didn't say I had a good time. I just enjoyed watching Anderson, that's all.
I wish I could have been there to see for myself.
You would have enjoyed it too, darling. He was completely taken in by that girl.
You know, I can't quite see Anderson.
The way he looked at her, I tell you, Anderson's fallen for her like a ton of bricks.
Well, it sounds very peculiar to me.
Well, now, why should you say that?
Well, he's a pretty shrewd man, Bob. And if he showed an interest in Evelyn...
He showed plenty of interest. Say, don't you think I can tell when a man is attracted to a girl?
Oh, yes, I do.
It's just a question of opposites attracting. What is Anderson, anyhow? A mug that's risen to the top through graft and conniving?
Oh, don't underestimate him, Bob.
Oh, I'm not underestimating him. I'm just trying to show you why he should be attracted to Evelyn Lewis. No matter what else she is, she's beautiful and she has class and breeding and a wealthy background.
She certainly doesn't show it.
She shows enough of it for a guy like Martin Anderson.
It just doesn't sound right.
Anyhow, I know she's transferred her affections from Sam to Anderson by now. And if what she did to Sam is an indication of what she can do, without any encouragement, just imagine what Anderson is in for.
I hope Anderson isn't the one who's going to have the laugh on you, Bob.
Oh, don't worry, darling. Hey, what time is it anyway?
Well, you've got plenty of time.
I have like fun. Don't you realize what day this is? It's a red letter day for the trumpet. I want to get down to the trumpet to make sure that everything is all right with those presses.
That first edition, Bob. It's simply beautiful, as though it were printed with magic ink.
Yeah. I'm going to miss those trips to Jefferson, though, Betty. I got awful fond of old Fowler.
Well, even though we don't have to anymore, we'll go there often, Bob.
Well, let's hurry anyway. I guess the whole staff is expecting some sort of a celebration, huh?
All right, darling.
And for goodness sake, Betty, will you forget about Sam Carter for a while and worry about my problems?
Of course I will. What's that?
I wonder who that is.
Well, don't jump like that, dear. Can't be anything so terrible this early in the morning.
Well, you can't tell around here.
Why, Sam!
Hello, Bob. Gee, I'm glad you're up. I was afraid it might be too early.
Come on in, Sam.
Oh, thanks. Sam, hello.
Oh, good morning, Betty. I hope you don't mind my breaking in this way so early in the morning.
Oh, it's all right, Sam, but come on, you better sit down and have a cup of coffee with us.
You certainly look as though you need it, fellow. What's up?
Now, Bob, leave him alone for a minute and let him have his coffee.
Thanks, Betty. Gosh, I didn't think this morning would ever come. But this is the last time I'll be annoying you. I'm leaving as soon as I can get back to the hotel and pack my things.
Leaving? I thought you were going to stay for at least another week.
Yes, I thought so, too.
But there's no sense in your leaving, Sam. I've got everything fixed for you.
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't think you have to worry about Evelyn Lewis anymore, Sam. She's not going to bother you from now on.
Well, she's not going to bother me.
Huh?
Don't try to be funny with me, will you, Bob? I couldn't stand it.
But I'm not being funny, Sam.
Bob saw her last night.
Oh, was she here, too?
No, yeah.
Sam, did she come to see you again last night?
Well, it wasn't exactly last night. It was about 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, and you were so sure.
Well, darling, you see, I...
What happened, Sam?
Well, she called me from the hotel lobby about 2 o'clock, and she woke me up.
Well, what did she want?
She said if I didn't come down to talk to her, she was coming up to my room.
Oh, but she couldn't do that.
Well, Betty, I was so groggy I couldn't argue with her, so I put on some clothes and I went down. That's where I've been since 2 o'clock this morning, arguing with Evelyn Lewis.
Well, what did you argue about?
I don't know, Bob. I don't know. I haven't the vaguest idea. She kept talking and talking about me having to marry her. Finally, I couldn't stand it anymore.
Sam, what did you do?
Sam, you didn't do anything desperate.
Oh, yes, I did. I promised her I'd marry her today.
You what?
But, you, Sam,
it
you
was
can.
The only way that I could get her to stop talking.
But that's ridiculous.
Sam, you can't marry that girl.
Of
well, that's
not.
Why I've got to leave. I've got to leave right away. I hope she's still not hanging around that hotel. I've got to get my things and get out of town.
Now, what good would that do? You know that wherever you'd go, she'd be sure to follow you.
Yeah, especially now, after you really promised to marry her,
well,
Sam, you should...
Well, she can follow me if she wants to, but she'll never find me.
Where are you going?
Doesn't matter. Anywhere to get away from that girl.
Now, you are just overwrought and tired. You can't run away like this. Besides, there isn't any reason to.
Of course not, Sam. Now, my advice is to go back to your hotel and catch up on some sleep.
Oh, no. No, no. I've got to get away. Never be able to sleep again if I don't.
Now, Sam, take it easy.
You know, I can still hear her voice ringing in my ears.
I'll tell you what to do. You go on up to our bedroom and go to sleep there.
Yeah, but I tell you, I can't sleep.
You'll sleep.
Just finish your coffee and go on upstairs. And I'll leave orders that no one is to see you. Absolutely no one until Bob and I get back tonight.
All right. Yeah, yeah, I better wait until tonight.
Come on, fella, you're out on your feet. You better go upstairs before I have to carry you up.
Did you see that look Betty just gave her husband? He was so sure that Sam would have no more trouble with Evelyn Lewis. But what did happen last night that could have sent Evelyn hurrying over to Sam's hotel at 2 o'clock in the morning? Perhaps the answer lies with Martin Anderson, with whom Evelyn had gone out dancing. Anderson seems to be feeling pretty good this morning. He's in his office now, talking to Hap Davis.
You're feeling pretty good this morning, ain't you, boss?
Oh, well, I didn't get much sleep, but...
I thought you'd have been feeling pretty bad today.
What have I got to feel bad about?
Well, those presses we blew up over at the trumpet office are fixed.
Yes, I know all about it.
And did you see that piece in the paper about the city council this morning, boss?
I saw it. But don't let it bother you, Hap.
Oh, it's not bothering me. But I thought it'd bother you.
No. You know, Hap, I met a girl yesterday.
Oh, I should have guessed it. A dame.
Yes, a dame. But what a dame, Hap.
What's so wonderful about any dame? They're all alike, boss. They can't be trusted.
Well, maybe not. But when you meet a girl who's got brains, you got to respect her.
Oh, so the dame you met has got brains, huh? What else has she got?
Everything. Beauty.
Oh, a good looker, huh?
Yes, and she's got enough tricks up her sleeve to make me look like a Sunday school boy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this girl I met. She could be very helpful to us, Hap.
Nix on that, boss. Don't even try it. You should have learned by this time that women aren't any good in our business.
This one would be. She's got this whole town fooled already, even your friends the Drakes.
Huh?
Yeah, she's been going around posing as a silly little debutante. She certainly gave herself a good build-up, saying that her father was George P. Lewis.
Lewis?
But, of course, I saw through her right away. And, you know, I think she knew I caught on. And you got to hand it to that girl, though. She certainly has brains.
Lewis? Where did I hear that name before?
I've got to see more of that girl. She was able to get Bob Drake to take her out alone.
Lewis.
And I've got a hunch that this girl is going to be able to help us out an awful lot. Seeing her with Bob Drake...
Evelyn Lewis.
Yes, that's her name, Hap. You know her?
Know her? Say, boss, that dame's crazy.
You think so?
I know she's crazy, boss.
I see. She's got you fooled too, Hap. Evelyn Lewis.
Well, Evelyn Lewis seems to be getting into everybody's business. First poor Senator Sam Carter, and then Betty and Bob, and now it looks as if Martin Anderson is going to be a victim. She seems to have him fooled, too. Or is Martin Anderson right in thinking that Evelyn Lewis can be of value to him in his fight against Betty and Bob? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.